Well, no pitchers in the pool. Those were the rules at the Dawson Creek Public Pool, and it's changing, it seems. Duncan Redfern is Deputy Director of Community Services in Dawson Creek, and he's with me on the line this morning. Duncan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. So I want to backtrack for a second here. Why were these rules in place in the first place to prevent people from taking photos at the pool?
So the City of Dawson Creek currently does not have a policy regulating use of image capturing devices. And we've used that image capturing devices as kind of a broad term to define cameras, mobiles. You know, there's so many different devices out there, right? But we don't currently have a policy. So we've really worked off recommendations that we've received in audits or industry standards or just best practices, I guess. And for instance, in the pool, we had an audit completed here in 2012 through the Life Saving Society, and they had some broad language on there around cameras and, you know, kind of stopping cameras at the change room doors kind of thing, and, mm-hmm. and not past that point.
So it wasn't necessarily a set policy, but it was standard practice that you just didn't allow photographs to be taken?
Yeah, it was a recommendation through an audit, and it was just a best practice that was being enforced down at the facility.
So why did you feel the need for an actual formal policy?
So we've had some requests from different groups, and council's had numerous requests. You know, whether it be the local swim club that wants to use video recording for training purposes, or whether it be, you know, a parent with a newborn who first time in the pool and they want to capture that memory or send it over to a family member in a different community or a different province or country. And so we had those requests come forward and felt that, you know, in today's day and age where there's social media and various avenues for social media, to take a look at it again and just have another review and get some public feedback.
What was the public feedback on this?
So in particular, we focused on the pool, and we put out a survey. We had it available on the front desk, and just a real basic question of whether the people believe that or the participants believe that cameras should be allowed on the deck and a common section. And we received 334 surveys. 257 were in favor, and 71 opposed, and there were 6 kind of on the fence.
Now, with this policy now in, or at least this policy about to come in place, who did you look to as a model for what sort of policy you should have?
Well, that's kind of where we're at right now. I mean, our biggest challenge is, although there were 257 people in favor, a lot of the survey response were very clear in indicating that they wanted, you know, pictures of your family or approved pictures or pictures under the supervision of the lifeguard. Because there is, you know, in the survey responses, there were some concerns that photos could be used maliciously, and they were looking to the city to try and regulate that in some fashion.
Hmm. And how do you do that? I mean, what kind of responsibilities will people who work at the pool have to take on to ensure that someone isn't being photographed surreptitiously, or that the people involved in taking these photos are the people who should be involved?
Yeah, so, and that kind of goes back to your previous question. We're just in the development stage of the policy, and we're going to do our best not to recreate the wheel. There's a lot of policies out there. There's a lot of municipalities with pools across the country and in North America, so there's a lot of different policy out there, and unfortunately, it's not necessarily consistent, but we're gonna take a look at what those policies are, and try to create something that you know, meets that request and allows those memories to be captured, but at the same time protects the privacy of the patrons. And really, it's gonna be difficult because primarily lifeguards are there to lifeguard, and there will be some onus on the patrons to self monitor. And just, you know, be respectful of other people's privacy, I guess.
So if the public wants input on the policy, maybe they'll need to have input on who actually does the policing of this.
Yeah, and we have our own policy on policy making here at the city, There is a public feedback opportunity.
Everybody loves a policy.
Yeah, everybody loves a policy.
Duncan Redfern, Deputy Director of the Community Services for the City of Dawson Creek, thank you so much for joining us on Daybreak today. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much, Russell.
And there you go. That's the chat with Duncan there this morning. And just as a little bit of a post note to that, Duncan Redfern is the Deputy Director of the Community Services for the Dawson Creek area. And we want to hear from you about this issue. What do you think about cameras and public pools? And what should the rules or policies be around the use of cameras at the pool? You can give us a shout, 1-866-340-1932. That's 1-866-340-1932. You can also send us an email, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. That's daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Well, you can also find us on Twitter, by the way, and that's at Daybreak North on Facebook and Twitter.